Welcome to Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. Dayton's got a problem with brain drain. That's what it's called when young people get a great education here, then leave to use those skills somewhere else. The organization Up Dayton was created in part to combat that. It's now in its sixth year and holding a summit this Friday. I caught up with Up Dayton director Laura Estandia, and I asked her to give me the pitch. Why stick around?
You should stay because you can have everything you want. So, number one, low cost of living. Number two, you can have the urban nightlife that you want to experience. The bars, the breweries, restaurants, entertainment, world-class arts. But then it only takes you, 15 minutes to get out in the country, to hike, to see nature, to be under the stars in the sky. You know, if you're in Chicago or some other big city, that takes hours to get to that kind of experience. But you can have all of that in Dayton, and that's really why I personally love it here, is because I can have all those things and also have a say in my city, because Dayton cares about what you think.
What have Up Dayton's success rates been like? Can you quantify if more young people are sticking around?
Well, we've been tracking the brain drain essentially through census data currently. And that has allowed us to measure two things, talent potential and talent realized. So the potential is how many residents you have in school. And then the talent realized is how many degrees you have at the time that census data is taken. And Dayton has seen, has a very large gap compared to Columbus, compared to the state of Ohio in general. The good news is that we also have the most talent potential. We also have the most students in school. So there's a lot of potential for us to grow. And census data, I mean, it's a few years behind, but I think that what we're seeing is at least a slowing of that occurring. And certainly with the economy turning around, that's also making a difference.
I want to ask you about the name Up Dayton. Can you tell me where that comes from and what kind of reactions you've gotten to it?
I don't really know. I feel like I asked one of the original, the folks who started Up Dayton, how they came up with it. And it was like someone's sister came up with the name. And I think it's a play on updating, like updating Dayton, Up Dayton.
But does Dayton need to be updated? Sometimes that sounds like maybe the implication of it. Is it behind something?
I think maybe. And I would definitely say that when we came out of the 2007-2008 recession, I think it was a different time for Dayton. I don't really know for sure because I was in college and in the bubble and wasn't really aware of much going on. But I knew enough as a college student to know that when I graduated and decided to stay in Dayton, I knew enough about Dayton that I knew it had a self-image problem. And I knew that there were a lot of people who found fault with the city, especially if they were from here. There's one person on our board, the board of Up Dayton, who's not a transplant. So I think that says a lot about, people, being engaged, who are from here, and folks that are kind of from the outside and look at it with fresh eyes and say, hey, there's actually a lot to do here and a lot to see.
That's Laura Estandia with Up Dayton. They're reaching out to college students to try to convince them to stay in the area after school. And this is Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.